The stock market has a lot of people confused these days. It's been going up when things with the economy look bad. But wherever it's going, you want to avoid trouble, and that's where we're going to take you to avoid trouble now on the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that using forensic accounting and putting it to the test of cash flow analysis. You put it all together and what you wind up with is a process that's very different because they dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way up. And when something looks good from the top down, they ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And if the answer is, yeah, you're not as good looking as you sort of seem from the top, then the numbers are misleading. And when that happens, something's dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, if you want to see their list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com and they blog about their danger zone picks. So you can always get more information on what you hear from the show by going to read the blog. They're on Twitter at New Constructs, and David Trainer, their president, is on now. David, great to have you back on the show.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Peloton.
Danger, danger.
Peloton, ticker symbol PTON. David, you are not afraid to pick on the popular hot names that everybody is talking about. Now, there are some people when it comes to Peloton, they feel the same way about Peloton, which, of course, makes exercise bikes, as Pee-wee felt about his bicycle.
I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world, not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
And the stock's not actually trading for $100 million, $1 trillion, but it's overvalued, so it might as well be, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Pee-wee made a great point. You know, people care a lot about their bikes. And there are a lot of bike people out there. I mean, that's one of the points we're making is that the super high future cash flow expectations, like that Peloton's going to be three times as profitable as Lululemon or grow faster over the next 10 years than Apple or Netflix ever did in their best 10-year growth period, when they've got, I'm looking at a list here in our report of like 15 to 20 direct competitors, all of whom that can do the same thing. It's not like a stationary bike is a major innovation. It's not like an online class, like from a Netflix type of thing, is a major innovation, right? Like the barriers to entry for what Peloton is doing are super low. It's just hard to justify or believe that they're ever going to achieve the super high expectations baked into the stock price.
This is a variation, a twist on the I want to buy work from home stocks, right? Because, of course, it's not about working from home. It's about I'll be at home. I'll be living at home. I won't be going out. And I'm not sure that I see that entirely because, A, nobody's saying you can't get out and ride your bicycle. There, maybe you can't ride it in a Peloton with a whole bunch of people around you during pandemic mode, but you can get out and ride. But the other side of this is that, is this just because it is an equivalent, a variation, a twist on the work from home story, that this is just kind of proof of how blown out that story is and how not every company in the work at home, live at home, technological advancements from home space is created equal?
Yeah, I do think. I mean, we're living in a world where we're seeing certain stocks kind of have runaway valuations. I think a lot of that's just driven by preponderance of momentum investors. You know, we've had an influx of a lot of what they call retail bros or individuals in there, and they invest based on stories, and they're not looking at the economics. And our researchers really focus more on fiduciaries, right? People who have to take into account their duty of care, and they have to make prudent decisions. And prudence requires at least some attention paid to fundamentals. We're not saying you need to be 100% into fundamentals, but you can't be zero either. And if you're going to have any attention to fundamentals, you know, the stocks that we've been talking about and sort of our most dangerous stocks for fiduciaries theme over the last few weeks, you just can't make a straight-faced argument in front of a client or, God forbid, a judge and a jury for having somebody in one of these stocks if they ever do blow up. And the chance of blowing up and the size of the blow-up is huge. You know, we're trying to bring some math to the table to make it easier for these folks to have conversations with their clients about this is why we think this is a bad idea. Because it's very difficult to explain to people oftentimes that you shouldn't be in a stock when they look at what they call the scoreboard and just see, oh, it's going up, it's going up, going up. Oh, that means we need to buy it. You know, and we have a lot of unsophisticated folks in the marketplace And I know, like, that Tesla report we wrote, man, it brought out all kinds of crazies from the woodwork trying to make all kinds of arguments about how Tesla was going to take over the world. And I said, you know, at this point, I'm not going to argue whether or not they're taking over the world. I'm going to let you have that. And I'm going to come back with, well, okay, but that's already priced into the stock. So even if he does take over the world, you don't have much upside. That's how crazy the valuations of these stocks have become. Peloton's a good example of that. And again, I don't want to stand in front of the momentum trade. I want to help my colleagues out there that are in a position of trying to do what's right for their clients, have a more well-rounded and balanced conversation around risk-reward.
So how out of whack is this valuation? I mean, we always talk about it. How crazy is Peloton in the $85 range?
It's really crazy. I mean, it's implying that they're going to grow their revenue over the next 10 years at a rate that's about, we did a comparison between Netflix and Apple, and we looked at their best 10-year period for revenue growth. And Peloton's at 50% compounded annually for the next 10 years. The best ever 10-year period for Apple was around 38%, and the best ever 10-year period for Netflix was around 26%. So you're basically saying these guys are going to be significantly bigger and better than Netflix and iPhone ever were, or Apple ever were.
And a no-growth value on the stock?
The no-growth value on this stock is basically zero at this point in time.
Okay, well, we're not saying it's going there. We're not saying they're going to have no growth. We're just saying the growth is not going to be where this is. That the finish line that we're going to cross if we get into Peloton is not going to be what people think the line is now.
Or what's implied by the stock price. And I think a big part of the problem here, Chuck, is that people don't understand the fundamentals of their valuation. They don't realize when they bid the stocks up this high what kind of challenge they're setting up for themselves, or what kind of bar they're setting, or how high they're setting the bar for the company. Like, for example, to justify $84 a share, the company's got to grow revenue at 32% compounded annually over the next 7 years while immediately improving their margin to 12% after-tax profit margin, where they're currently at less than 1%. So a huge jump in margins and maintain revenue growth for a long period of time. That gets you to what would be $13 billion in revenue, or really 30% of their total addressable market. And that just seems like a huge reach. If you assume something much more reasonable, so let's say they grow at 22% with a 7% margin, still twice as high as what Nautilus has achieved here recently, then we're talking $30 a share.
Wow. $30 a share, still down from $85 currently, and that's with what you consider achievable. And that is why we're sounding the alarm, or at least the bike horn, on Peloton, ticker symbol PTON. It is the Danger Zone pick this week from David Trainer. David, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. The website, newconstructs.com, where they blog about their Danger Zone picks. So there's more there if you want to follow up on Peloton. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, September 21st edition of Money Life. Up next, Ben Hunt from Epsilon Theory will be here. And we're going to talk about all the different directions investors are being pulled. But to get pulled in that direction, you got to stay with us through this message. Please do.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.